Howdy, friend.
No matter which way the market moves, it leaves behind telltale signs in the charts of what's going on and what could be next.
What's the guy's name on first base?
No, what is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
One base at a time.
This is Off the Charts, where the expert traders at RagingBull.com discuss what's jumping off their charts.
Why are you acting like a child with your hand in the cookie jar?
What they're looking for and the investment course they're charting now.
That makes you Chartman.
That's right, and Chartman today is Davis Martin. He is the head trader at DailyProfitMachine.com. He is expert at day and swing trading, Standard & Poor's 500 calls and puts, but also stocks, options, and more. It's a really interesting strategy. I love chatting with Davis, both on the air and off the air. I've learned a lot from working with him. If you want to learn a lot more from him, go to DailyProfitMachine.com. They have a Facebook page as well, so you can search Daily Profit Machine on Facebook. And, of course, he's part of the Raging Bull community, which is at RagingBull.com and on Twitter at Raging Bull. Davis Martin, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. Pleasure to be here again.
Now, today we are talking about your bread and butter trade, SPY calls and puts, and what you're seeing with how you want to trade them now. So explain what's going on.
Well, markets, since Friday, there was a little bit of political news that sent down in a hurry. I'm looking at a chart right now. It went from 265 to 260.79 in what seemed like 5 minutes. It was crazy. And since then, SPY has been a little more volatile. Now, it's not reflected in the VIX, the fear index itself. But since then, we're seeing a lot more red turning green, then green turning red, then red turning green again. Just looking at a chart here today, there's a lot of opportunity for both SPY calls and puts, whereas the trend had been pretty much up until that news, just stick to the calls because, I mean, you can have all day to manage them and still get out for a nice net profit. Lately, there has been huge opportunity in puts, 98% of opportunity just a couple days ago to the downside. So it's really, really important to know how to trade SPY puts in addition to SPY calls, which I've spent so much time teaching members how to trade. And now my hyper focus is teaching members how to trade SPY puts so that when markets do go down, people aren't sitting at a computer all bored and stuff. It's like, no, there's opportunity here. You need to know how to trade it. Let's do this on paper. Let's start small. Let's make money.
Well, is it more difficult to trade puts than it is to trade calls? I mean, for anybody who's out there who's considering options, you know, you hear it intuitively. We know that shorting a stock can be a little harder and a little riskier than going long in a position. Is it harder to trade puts than it is to trade calls?
I wouldn't say harder. I'd say faster. Statistically, things go down three times faster than they go up. So what that can be translated to, and I don't want to be quoted here, but what that can be translated to is you can potentially make three times more money in a flush than you can in a rally. So they do move faster. I'm teaching my members step by step every day. Hey, if you buy to open put options, you need to know where you want to sell. You need to know where you want to stop. And you better be quick on the trigger. Don't get up to go to the bathroom. Don't get up to grab some water. Pay attention to your trade because they move fast. And sure enough, my members are understanding that, which is great.
Well, and what that also means is that you can see the right setup, but if you're not in the right place to be able to trade them, and I mean place, literally place or time or lack of distractions or whatever, this is not a case of set an order and kind of automate it. This is, you've got to be watching it every second. Yes?
In my experience, yes. If you kind of fail to pay attention, they can backfire on you in a hurry in a 9-year bull market.
So what specifically are you looking for right now that would make you say, okay, here's the right time to be using a put instead of a call on the SPY?
Great question. Well, over the last few days, since this past Friday, what we've been seeing in the markets is easy money and call options to the upside near the open, right? And then around 2:30, things start to flush out just a little bit. SPY can lose anywhere from $1 to $1.50 in a hurry. You know, that is a good time just off the charts, pattern recognition, to start paying attention to, okay, is there a head and shoulders chart pattern setting up? Is there an 10 and 20 exponential moving average crossover to the downside setting up? What's going on here? You also, in a political driven market, which is how this all started, how the turbulence started, you also, unfortunately, have to pay attention to the tweets and the news and all that lovely stuff. But you do, in terms of keeping an eye on the clock, I've noticed that right around 2 p.m., 2:30, start looking for those chart patterns, which I teach people, that might indicate a flush is on the way. And if you're brand new to put options, paper trade them. If you have some experience and are looking to make some money, start small. If you are an experienced trader and you're willing, you have a higher risk tolerance, get in those suckers.
How long do you recommend people paper trade for before they wind up getting in?
You know, different traders will take more time than others to grasp the concept. I would say at least 3 months.
So this is go ahead and experience this a bunch, find out all those pitfalls, learn that timing, and then you can do it. And then one last question, which is for somebody who's hearing you talk about puts as opposed to calls, are there times when you're basically trading both against the middle? Is this a case where, you know, hey, you can hedge your bets, so you do hedge your bets, or is that something you generally don't recommend that people do?
I don't recommend being in both at the same time. That being said, you know, today alone, I have traded both at different times. You know, and I want to revisit the paper trading subject. If you're not green on paper, you definitely won't be green with real money. So you better be green on paper before you get your emotions involved with your hard-earned money.
Yeah, and not just green, but consistently green. That's the
Absolutely.
Big point. Davis, great stuff as always. Thanks so much for joining me on the show. We'll talk to you again next week.
My pleasure. I'll talk to you soon.
Davis Martin, everybody. He is the head trader at DailyProfitMachine.com. It's part of the Raging Bull community, so you can get more information at RagingBull.com. You can get more information on Facebook at the Daily Profit Machine page. And, of course, his own site, DailyProfitMachine.com. They're on Twitter at Raging Bull as well. All right. We are headed for home on the December 7th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the market call. James Abate from the Center Funds will be here when Money Life rolls on right after this message.